Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, changes came. Nothing changed with the team. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live at Buffalo's Cafe off of Buford Highway in Cumming. Guys, we start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, come on through. We'd love to get a chance to see you. One of our favorite bartenders is here. I went up to her, Mike, and I said, where is everybody? Because when we got here last time,
I mean, it was popping.
The bar was full. Yeah. People were already taking shots. Everybody was off the clock. She said they are on their way, so we expect to see you guys here.
Excellent, man. Excellent. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Last night, I got to tell the story to start the show. Stuck in traffic like everybody else, trying to get to the parking lot right by the Centennial Olympic Park. Got the top down, blasting music, and people are walking up the sidewalk. And this guy goes, hey, man, where's Carl? Where's Carl Dukes? I go, he loves suicidal tendencies so much. He's already here. He's inside.
I'm already rocking out.
I just love the fact that guys think we're like Batman and Robin in the Batmobile. Like, we're always, like, attached at the hip. But it ran into a bunch of listeners last night at the show. It was really kind of cool. I said, you heard me talking to Steak earlier today and Sandra. Lots of fathers and sons all listen to our show, by the way.
Yeah, you know what? I think this is what's going on across a lot of genres, especially with bands like that. The sons have been introduced to that music through their fathers, right?
Right.
And then there's nothing cooler, to be quite honest. Son may not vibe with it as much as the dad, but to have him go and experience with you,
right.
I think that's really cool. I've seen that a lot with older R&B artists, hip-hop. Hey, look, we celebrated 50 years of hip-hop. We act like hip-hop's been around just a few years.
Right.
You've got dads now going, man, you know we used to rock to this. And you're playing stuff that your sons are not familiar with. So I think that's really cool. I'm glad you had a good time.
Right on.
Sold out.
Yes, I mean, well, there were some sections above that were empty, but it was obviously more than 65,000 people.
Sure.
For Metallica, and really cool layout on the floor. So they had a total mosh pit. Guys are just going, especially during Pantera.
Did you want to get in there?
No. I mean, dude, I got a black guy for playing ping pong. I don't want to be in the mosh pit. But no, I mean, these guys were going after it. And that was also, I forgot to mention that on Steak and Sandra's show. But yeah, you had some guys like 20-somethings and maybe teenagers, full-blown mosh pit, shirts off to Pantera and to Metallica to a lesser extent. And I'm like, no, I'm too old. I don't need any of that smoke. I'm pining up in the stands drinking a beer.
All right, man. If you guys went to the show last night, I hope you had a great time. I know there were a bunch of folks from the station that went as well. We're up here again, coming Buford Highway, Buffalo's Cafe. Guys, here's the deal. We're not that good. And we just have to say it. It is June. And maybe in August we're saying something different about our Braves. But right now we're just not that good. And you can tell me this is a funk. You can tell me we're not hitting. You can tell me the pitching's going to be better. I told you guys last outing that Strider was not back. And he's not. He didn't give you a chance last night.
Right.
He's 0-4, 5.68 ERA. He gave up 5 runs last night. That is not Spencer Strider.
Now, again, he's going to have to continue to pivot. And you're going to have to, you know, he's not going to, if you can't get the velocity back, he can't leave 95 mile an hour stuff up in the strike zone like that, Carl. Just eminently hittable. And I know he talked about it, he admitted, he said to himself, hey, man, it's like batting practice. But this is a thing, and I said this, I was talking about, it's funny, we talked about this last night at the concert with one of the Braves fans I ran into. I love Steve Avery. Steve Avery was one of the young guns, yes, who came up with Maddox. I'm sorry, with Maddox was a trade, but with Smoltz and Glavin. And I got a chance to do some gambling events with Steve back in the day. He used to do those casino trips. And just a great guy. And I'm hoping that Spencer Strider doesn't become this generation's Steve Avery, where he never gets it back and doesn't have that same kind of stuff. That Steve had electric stuff early in his career that had an injury. It was difficult to come back from. And now you're just going to have to really go to plan B and C. I was just joking around off the mic. I mean, no, I expect him to develop a knuckleball, Carl, but yeah, if he's going to throw at that range, he cannot get the results he was used to getting.
So, on top of this, last night played out just as the rest of the season has. You know, you've got a situation in this game where you have a chance late in this game, Mike, to really do some damage. Two outs, two on, and they're leading 5-3. And you're like, this is the moment. This is when it's going to happen right here. And Ozuna crushes a ball. It's caught at the fence, guys. And, you know, you go, all right, warning track power. What more can you ask for in that situation? But those are the moments that we just have not come up big in. And it's not just Ozuna. It's everybody, guys, across the board. Olsen was up with guys on last night. He didn't get it done. He goes back to the dugout, slams his bat, breaks his bat or whatever.
There you go. Some emotion.
Well, guys are fired up in the fact that they know they're not coming through. But Zach Gallen last night looked like a damn ace. And he hasn't pitched well at all coming into last night. So that just tells me, Mike, the struggles. Zach Gallen, guys, when you talk about his outing last night, this guy came out, he just, the first 10 guys he faced, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Right.
He went through the first 10 batters of the game like that. And I'm thinking to myself, this isn't the dude that has pitched the last 4 games where his ERA has been almost 9. So we're struggling in so many different ways, and, you know, so much for the whole Freddy Gonzalez thing. And, again, I'm not pointing the finger at Freddy. I'm just simply saying that's a nice thing that the Braves did. It's not changing the fundamental issues that are wrong with our team right now.
You had a slow roller that got under the third baseman's glove. He did the ole, and then that was the big moment where Freddie sent the runner, and he was obviously safe. Throw was down the line, but that's the biggest drama you had with Freddy Gonzalez's debut as third base coach this time around. But, yeah, man, Marte and Carroll, those guys at the top of the lineup were just teeing off.
Yes.
They really were.
They were.
And Martin, like, you know, it's funny because, guys, if you don't like swag, you don't like, you know, if Acuna does it or you pick your player, Marte's got swag and a half. It took him like 45 seconds to get around the bases last night.
Yeah.
Even I was like, you know what? I was
come on,
like,
speed it up.
Even I was like, ooh, you know, that's a bit excessive, son. You know, yeah, doing the jump shot halfway between second and third. Yeah. I was thinking, you know what? If I was, you know, Don Mattingly, boom, right in the ear hole the next at bat. Not the way we operate.
All right, man. We'd love to hear from you, 404-726-0929. We're going to be out here until 6 o'clock. We'd love to get a chance to hang out with you, get a chance to see you. If you want to stop by, just say hello. Or you want to stop in, they got great wings here, obviously. I was just telling the guys, of course, Day-Day's here, our executive producer, Gordon, our on-site engineer. We were talking about Bash Night, which is $19.99 all-you-can-eat wings.
What?
Monday and Wednesday.
What? That's crazy talk.
5 p.m. to 9 p.m., all right? And I was sitting here, I was like, that's a heck of a deal. Now, I eat wings all the time. I'd eat wings every day if my wife allowed me to. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, I paid like 10 bucks for like 10 wings, $19.99, all you can eat. No sharing, by the way, so stop that. But Monday and Wednesday, 5 to 9, so that's going on here as well as we are at Buffalo's Cafe in Cumming if you want to stop by. Great food. All right, Mike, we got a lot of stuff to get to. I do want to hear from Spencer Strider. And listen, I've told you guys this, and I like him a whole lot. I think he's talented. He can be special. He's not quite back yet. But sometimes it's see the ball, pitch the ball. Stop telling me all the things that you think you need to correct. Spencer Strider on not giving his team the chance to win last night.
You know, I just don't think anything was very consistent inning to inning. Stuff didn't move the same. Had spurts of good command. Despite, you know, giving up so many hits, I thought I was pretty efficient for the first half. I've said it before, you know, stuff, command without stuff is batting practice. So that's about what I offered up today. You know, got to be better, got to move better. Just didn't give us a chance. I think that's all of my starts. I've given up the lead or given up the first runs of the game. So just put our guys behind.
Yeah, I appreciate his candor. We always want our athletes,
yes, Carl,
to be as straight as they can be. But it's almost like, dude, save it for a shrink. You know, get a sports psychologist like John. I mean, I just think it. I get to a point where you've almost you're almost stripped naked, you know, about what you're dealing with. And I mean, again, appreciate his frankness, but you worry about him being wrapped so tight and dealing with the things he's dealing with right now, which is having to adjust to not having overpowering stuff.
No, not at all. The other thing he said last night, he talked about his mechanics. Again, this is what I'm talking about. Like, some of this stuff, I don't need to know. If you're working on certain things and you know and we see that you're not back completely, I get it. But he's just trying to be as honest as he can. But this whole, you know, mechanics conversation. Here's Spencer Strider after the L last night.
Mechanics just aren't consistent, aren't synced up. You know, I don't have that feel. I don't have any power right now as a result of just not moving well. So, obviously, reps are helpful. But I don't have, you know, I'm not practicing when I go out there. I don't have the ability to just be patient, honestly. So we've got to win games. When it's my turn to pitch, I gotta get a chance to win. And if I can't do that, then, you know, I don't know what value I'm providing.
Well, if he can't do that, then he should be pitching.
Well, that's just it.
I mean, like, this is, again, this gets back to the whole Snicker conversation. Yes, I get it. You paid him a lot of money, and most of that is going to kick in here over the next few years. But if Spencer Strider is not able to help you right now, stop running him out there. Stop running him out there.
And, you know, it's funny. We spent a lot of time yesterday on third base coaches. Can we talk about Rick Kranitz?
Sure.
Does he do his job? Do you know if there's anyone better that can help these young pitchers? Because how many pitchers have flamed out over their history here in Atlanta under his tutelage? And if you look at Rick's resume, he's been fired everywhere. Like,
yes.
In baseball, you get fired a lot. It
yep.
happens.
Yep.
But I begin to wonder, I guess the point I'm making is we're so static in our approach.
Sure.
So we brought Freddy Gonzalez back. Yippee-ki-yay. I'd love to get some new sets of eyeballs on this pitching staff. And especially Spencer, who really needs some guidance right now that apparently Rick Kranitz isn't offering.
Yeah, my thing is, and you're right, Mike. I mean, look, all these things play into our record right now. You know, we're under 500. We have been. We're fighting to get back to 500. Everybody wants to talk about the playoffs. Guys, we've been over 500 one time this season. Relax. Like, we got to find our rhythm and get over 500 and then maintain it and stay there. And, again, I don't want to say, well, that'll happen in August because it happened in 2021. I'm over that conversation. 404-726-0929. You've lost 9 of your last 12 games. The good news is Drake Baldwin, secret sauce, gets Rookie of the Month, and he had another good game last night. He threw a couple of guys out. Drake Baldwin is showing you guys he's the real deal. And I understand the financial commitment to Sean Murphy, but as I've said, I think he should be getting more bats and more playing time, and I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon, but every time he's on the field, it seems like he does something.
I said this to you yesterday, and again, we had a bunch of guys a month ago that said, you guys are nuts. Are we? Are Dukes and Bell ahead of the freaking curve? When we talked about Sean Murphy and diminishing returns on that contract, and you just said it. Everybody wants to talk about the defense. Well, Drake drew out 2 guys last night.
Yes.
So Sean Murphy is a valuable chip in the game to try to turn this thing around at the trade deadline. And if the Braves are smart, they get Sean Murphy out of here to a team that needs a catcher because Drake is the new news, and maybe we can shore up the bullpen or get another starter for it. But Sean Murphy, I mean, anybody who wanted to go bananas and go to the mattresses on that a month ago, you feeling the same way now? No,
yeah.
You're not.
Yeah. All right, man, we got a lot more to dive into. Coming up, a conversation about one former Falcon you don't want to miss. But when we come back, the Daily Download, including we're getting ready for the NBA Finals, and AMB Sports and Entertainment launched a new annual college football series, which is kind of cool. It's going to happen right here in our own city. We'll tell you all about that as well. We are live at Buffalo's Buford Highway in Cumming. Come on through. We'd love to get a chance to see you. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mike and I were just talking about our teammate, Sandra Golden. We got to give a big shout out. She was attempting to do the show this morning. She had lost her voice, and Mike had actually throat surgery years ago.
Right.
And we both have gone through those bouts of not being able to perform our duties.
Can't bring it.
And it's just – it's so frustrating. So, Sandra, big shout-out. Rest, and don't talk, which is the hardest thing to tell us.
Right. And remember – just remember, Sandra, the babe loves you.
No, I texted Sandra today. I was like, damn, babe, you got to switch to filters.
Oh, my goodness. When I heard her this morning, and I know you went on Steakhouse this morning talking about this thing that we're going to bring up at 3 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. Mm. But I heard her just – and it was like she was chiming in. He's like, Sandra doesn't have a voice. Yeah, you're right, I don't. And it was like, who is that? I was like, who is in the background? So
it just reminds – I told a story years ago. This woman – Johnny Sideway sounded a bit like the woman who accosted you at the 2015 draft party at Stats.
Hey, doll, do you want to make some memories?
Yeah, true story. True story. What's all these people here? She kind of had a steak.
This lady, it was like literally she had like a steak's voice meets
she
the
did.
Midwest.
She
and
did.
She's like, we're in here for a convention from Chicago. Look at you. Are you proud all over? Look at you.
she said, what are all these people here for? I was like, oh, it's the NFL draft. Next thing you know, I'm like, why am I being undressed by this woman? What is going on?
Dana, I kid you not. She goes, we're staying right here at the Omni. Why don't we go over there and make some memories? And that's when I spit my drink out.
Yeah, that's a true story. But Sandra, get well. We love you. And we were just talking about it. We know how that is.
Yes.
Hey, man, we're up here at Buffalo's Cafe and Coming. Come on through. We'd love to see you. We just met one of our listeners. He came in literally. Are we those guys where people just walk in, what are you drinking?
Yes.
And they immediately want to buy us shots. And I'm like, are we those guys? Like, no hello. How are you doing? What are you drinking?
Vodka. Tequila. Pass.
Immediately, that's what he did. But we'd love to get a chance to see you guys as well. We're going to be up here until 6 o'clock. Coming up next hour, by the way, Falcons mandatory minicamp starts next week. Mark Raimondi, who writes for ESPN and covers our Falcons, is going to join us next hour. Lots of things to get into with him, including his report about Kyle Pitts.
Where's this going, man? I mean, as we said, I mean, are you literally shopping him? I mean, have the Falcons literally said, that's it, we're cutting bait on this guy? Because to fans, and This is another one of these passionate debates, just like the Julio Jones conversation, as Julio hasn't spoken for decades and now speaks, and we'll talk about his comments at the top of the hour. But with Pitts, I mean, we don't even know what he is. I mean, we've seen glimpses. We've seen, you know, enough to give you a tease, an appetizer. Yeah. But I don't know. If I was the Falcons, I got to be honest, I would not trade him. I would let him play it out. But we'll get into it because everybody's got a theory on this, but there's certainly a lot of smoke around this, isn't it?
There really is. And where there's smoke, there's fire. Hey, we are live at Buffalo's Cafe. Dom, the Dominator's back at the studio. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Well, game two of a three-game set against the D-backs is tonight. I would usually be begging Chris Sale to shut these guys down. But even if he does, it doesn't mean we're going to score any runs. So I'm not even going to say Chris Sale, who's on his way to the ballpark, probably right now, Sale, shut these dudes down. We need you bad tonight. Because he's probably going to do his job. When are we going to start scoring runs consistently? And more importantly, two outs, two on, when we need it the most. Dukesism, when it matters most. When are we going to start hitting, Mike? Because we were in this situation again last night, and we come up empty.
Well, that's just it. I mean, it's funny. Guys are talking about things on the text line like, what does a hitting coach do? Good question. I don't know. Because we can't argue this. I mean, whatever you think about why Seitzer got fired, this is the worst hitting performance from the Braves that I can remember. Pre-getting good around 2019,
sure.
2018.
You know, you're right.
The last few years of the old, you know, the old ballpark, different story. But this is, since we've gotten to be contenders, this is the worst season I've ever heard. And is there any correlation with what Hires is doing? I don't know. He's got a great reputation. He won a World Series most recently with the Rangers. And I'm being facetious. I don't know. But at the end of the day, last night, for instance, I heard Randy and Andy talking about it. When your pitcher's got a low pitch count, how about make him work? How about not like have literally 20 pitches through three innings? The common sense things of baseball, when you're struggling to work the count, goes out the window right now for this team, which either means their heads are completely up their butts or no one's giving them instruction.
Yeah, the moment you're talking about is retiring the first 10 batters of the game, Zach Gallen last night. And that's we didn't make him work. He's exactly right. I mean, that's part of this. You got to just kind of slow down instead of get up there and start pressing, which has been a lot of, you know, for most of these guys, that's been going on a lot.
Longest at bat those first three was Ozuna, a 5-pitch at bat.
That's not enough. It's not enough.
No.
It's not enough.
Metals and 2-pitch at bat.
That's even worse. Let's hear Brian Snicker talk about the hitting guys and what he has to say in regards to the woes we're going through right now.
We got to do better. That's all. It's just a matter. We got to play better. We got to do better the entire game if we want to get to where we want to go, quite honestly. There's no blame to anybody. But as a team, we just have to do better overall with all aspects. You know, we're in a position where we can't afford any, you know, we don't have any margin for error. So we have to play a solid, clean game in order to win right now.
Yeah, he's right. No mistakes.
Yeah, you have no margin for error because you're not scoring any runs.
Zero. And that's what I'm saying about Sale tonight. Everybody's like, yeah, Sale's on the mound. Yeah, but he might strike out 10, yeah. Mike, and go 7 innings and give up one run, and we still might not win tonight.
Right.
That's how I'm feeling about this offense right now.
I mean, is he going to bat cleanup for you? I mean, because it's just a struggle. And as I said, I mean, when you are in a place like this where now they've lost 3 of the last 4, you know, they're way under now in the division, and just feels like you need to make some. This is where Alex Anthopoulos can step in and make a trade. I know it's way early. Is it too early?
No.
I mean, you can, like, there's always isn't there always somebody who's the first guy out of the gate
there
when it comes to the trade deadline?
There is.
It doesn't always go to the 11th hour. I'm just, man, this team needs a shot in the arm, man.
Yeah, I think AA knows. He's working the phones and probably trying to maneuver as much as he possibly can. The problem is, the only issue is, even if we're ready, or he's ready, another team may not be.
Takes two to tango.
Yes, and they may be in a situation like us. Okay, we want to make a trade with a team that's third or fourth in their division. They want to go at least another month, Mike. That's why July is such a big deal. Let's see where we're at in 25 days from now, because we're playing every day. And if we're still in this same position, Alex, call me back. But right now, it's going to be hard-pressed to call somebody and say, yeah, you know what, we're completely out of it, and I'm willing to make a deal. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is our Daily Download brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Here's Snit also talking about the fact that, you know, these runs, man, when you get one, right, you're cherishing every run right now, but we're just not stacking them.
Yeah, I know people get tired of hearing that, but that's, I don't know how else to approach it. Yeah, they know. They see it. I mean, we've talked, and I wish it was that easy, quite honestly. But, yeah, that's just at any point in time, you know, we can go out and we'll get on a run. I don't know how else to put it. Well, you know, it's we just need to – we need to and play better, meaning, you know, we need to hit better. We need to, you know, pitch better, the whole thing, you know. So
We love Snicker. We always – but no. This is the thing. This is just us at a bar in Cumming, Georgia, and we're falling asleep.
Well,
so what about the guys in that clubhouse?
Here's the thing, though, Mike. It's gotten to the point, and Dom, play that again. Play that. He's struggling to even discuss what we're at and how he's dealing with this.
I'm tired of hearing that, but that's I don't know how else to approach it.
Yeah.
Well, they know. Well, they see it. I mean, we've talked.
I don't know.
I don't know. Damn if I know.
That easy, quite honestly.
Watch. Wait.
But, yeah, that's just at any point in time, you know, we can go out and we'll get on a run.
He's so frustrated. He doesn't even know what to say.
He's literally at a loss for words.
We need to and play better, meaning, you know, we need to hit better. We need to, you know,
we need
pitch
to,
better,
we need to,
the whole thing.
Got to get things turned around and stuff.
Snit.
I'll be like,
Snit. We love you, bro.
Hey.
We love you, but it's not your fault. We know you can't hit for these guys.
No, but this sounds like a guy who's at the end of the string, who's ready to retire.
He has no answers.
And I don't mean to sit there and be glib about it, because he's had a lifetime in baseball and at the 2021 season.
Incredible.
And I said this every year. That's why I was defending him earlier this year, before the results aren't there, when I was saying, look, he's had to deal with 3/5 of a starting rotation every year, injuries up the yin-yang, losing a star player twice in the last 5 years, you know, losing Strider. He has to deal with that every single year. The general manager never gives him the stuff he needs, you know, as far as the starting pitching. But at this stage, it just everything seems tired. The approach is tired. His reaction is tired. Fans are tired. And I'm sure guys in the clubhouse could be tired.
We'll see what happens tonight.
That's why, I mean, I'm saying it. Nobody wants to talk about this, but they need to just move on. They need to fire Snitker. It's a shame. It happens in other cities. Guys, we saw, like, Tom Thibodeau had the greatest season the Knicks have had in 30 years, and they just fired him.
They did.
I mean, it's a results-driven business. You've got to get a change. And by the way, the change of approach is not Freddy Gonzalez or Walt Weiss.
Well,
it would be bringing somebody in from the outside. They won't do that. Don't worry about it. What I'm saying is a moot point. They will never, ever, fire Snitker. They will never do it.
Don't say that. You said it about Mark Richt. Don't say that.
Yeah.
Things change. You know me.
When Kirby Smart became available, but I'm with you.
Yes, but it doesn't matter. Don't say that, because I got to tell you, we haven't hit rock bottom either.
Right. True. And that's what I'm sure Grant would tell us.
We haven't.
It's a long way to go. But guys, if you're hanging your hat on the 2021 season, what part of this looks like anything like that?
No, it doesn't. But I don't think we've hit rock bottom. If we hit rock bottom,
right,
there are a lot of things that could change. And that is not off the table. But I don't think we're there yet. My point about this, guys, is you hear our manager struggling to find words to explain what the hell is going on. And that in itself tells you everything you need to know.
I mean, we're 4 games from dead last in the division.
Yeah. Pacers, by the way, their flight to OKC got diverted to Tulsa, Mike. This might be a precursor.
And they were picked up by Sylvester Stallone.
Due to a tornado warning. So,
ouch.
Yeah. Now, look, the game's not until tomorrow, but the fact is, even that, you know, people always look at these signs. Oh, right. They had issues getting there. We'll see how that goes. And by the way, I mentioned the AMB Sports Entertainment launching a new annual college football series. It's pretty cool. Now, it's something that is already kind of in place, because there are games that are going to be played at Mercedes-Benz. But you're looking at future games. Georgia Tech, Georgia this year.
Right.
Right. They're talking about Georgia, Florida in 2026 is going to be a part of this series.
As they redo the stadium in Jacksonville.
So they're trying to add this as, hey, there are already games on the schedule, but we're going to increase the visibility by bringing it in and putting it under this this AMB Sports Entertainment launching this new college football series.
I like it.
Right.
I mean, look, I think people still want to see their stadium, their favorite team in their home stadium, but this has turned into something great. And for Georgia Tech, Georgia, I know Tech fans get buy those tickets, because you know Georgia fans will.
No doubt. All right, we're coming back. They did fire. Mike just mentioned it. I want you to hear a rant that you have to hear when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys, hanging out at Buffalo's Cafe in Cumming, right here off of Buford Highway.
Large Marge just rolled in. Our buddy is like the mayor of the bar, and we were just talking. His nephew's with him, and we were just debating the Braves situation you and I were just talking about on the air.
Yeah, man.
And they feel it's also time for bold action.
Well, that's the thing. And look, if I felt like, and Mike feels differently because he's seen enough right now where this team is, and I'm okay with that. I just don't feel like we've hit rock bottom, and that's why this is the most important month of the season.
Right.
Between now and where we're sitting in July 15th, All-Star Games is here this year. Guys, that's the other part about this. We hadn't even talked about this. There have been years, like 22, right, where we're dominating, and we could easily send 8, 9, 10 guys to the All-Star Game. How many true All-Stars are on this team right now? How many? The game is going to be played here.
Right. We're not going to have an All-Star technically.
They'll have one, but probably.
Yeah, you'll have somebody because you're the host. To your point,
correct,
you're the host. Maybe it's if Sale wins a few more games between now and the break.
More than likely Sale.
But it's just, yeah, I mean, you know, Ronald doesn't have the at-bats right now. I mean, Ozzie's is slowly – and Matt Elson's not getting the RBIs. Again, people have to be on base for him to get there. He's up to 240 now, and the OPS is what matters more than the average. I get that. But, yeah, Austin Riley struggled with the glove. Ozuna as a DH, perhaps. I mean, you're right. You're right at the top here. You can't even come up with an all-star. And we could usually come up with three or four.
Easy.
Before we even get to the pitchers.
But it has to do with the way that we're playing. And, you know, a lot of this is that everybody around the league recognizes we're not playing up to our potential right now. But back to what I was saying about just, you know, getting to this next month, these next 30 days is really going to depend on how I feel moving forward with the big decisions that are going to need to be made. And I'm talking beyond the trade deadline. Mike's talking about right now, do something bold, make a move, fire your manager, and let's keep it moving. Let's spark these guys in a different way. And I feel like that is not off the table if the team continues to sputter and you cannot find answers, Mike, because guess what? At some point, they're going to start looking at double A.
Well, that's just, there you go.
And I got to tell you, the architect and the guy that's built this thing and been consistent in getting the right players, right, I don't think he's going to let it get to that point. I think that's when they say, hey, you know what? This is not going to be our year, and we do need to make major changes.
But we were just talking about this literally during the commercial break at the bar. As a fan of the Braves, let me run this by you. I would prefer that Snicker plays out the string.
Sure.
And then in the offseason, they make bold action when they completely overturn the coaching staff. Bring in a new manager with a complete new pitching coach. No disrespect to Walt Weiss and these guys. A completely clean slate. And go outside the organization to do it. And they won't do that either.
Why not?
Because they just don't.
That's not true.
They just don't.
We haven't had that opportunity to do it.
But they won't.
If things play out the way you expect, let's just say they do. First of all, I would think that Walt and all these guys that you're talking about are not back anyway. They're SNCC guys.
Right.
They're not coming back anyway.
But you agree. I mean, I know what you're saying. Yes, they should and it could. But knowing how this organization works, it's always a comfortable fit. Now, I will say this, and I said it a million times between when Snicker got hired. I thought Snicker would be a placeholder until the team got good. And he exceeded all expectations. And as we said, the culmination of 21 was amazing. You can't blame him for 23. Nobody hit against the Phillies, and you had no pitching in that series. But, I mean, this guy, he's done some amazing work. But, again, every baseball manager who ever managed got fired. Okay? I mean, at one time or another. So it's just tough because, you know, you think of him as a grandfather, and you said it earlier. Georgia fans are Braves fans. Braves fans, Einhorn is Finkel. You know, they were dragged to the finish line over Mark Richt. You know, but I do think eventually they'll realize we got to move on from Snit.
Yeah.
But they fear change and they don't embrace change.
No, but change is necessary sometimes.
Right.
And I don't know if that necessary is right now. 404-726-0929, but it may be. It may be soon, and I think if this team doesn't react and respond, slowly but surely we're going to find ourselves so far out of this that it's not going to matter.
Right.
And then you start to say, Drake Baldwin's our everyday catcher. We're changing this. We're changing that.
We'll start chopping Sean Murphy. Sean Murphy,
those things will
happen. And for a team which, you know, is in the transition of getting more stock in your farm system, if nothing else, Sean Murphy could be a tool in that sense to go get some more stuff that you need, big picture. And I know people never want to hear a hard reset, but I mean, as we said, Max Fried, I don't know what I have given Max Fried a contract there. It could never match the Yankees, but Fried was a little bit banged up. But yet Fried, who was one of the best pitchers this organization since, you know, Smoltz, Glavine, and Maddux, couldn't get a deal. And then meanwhile, you throw money at Strider, and now he's coming up snake eyes.
Yeah.
You know, Money Harris was a fan favorite. He's not hitting for average. So, you know, you've committed a lot of money and resources to lock up 1-9 and a big chunk of your rotation. It's not paying dividends.
Let me ask you this. It's Dukes and Bell. We're just discussing our Braves, guys. A disappointing loss again last night, 8-3. And Strider didn't have it. And when I said that on social media last time, you guys lost your blank. He's going to be fine. I don't know what you're talking about. Why are you saying he doesn't have it? He doesn't have it. And you saw it again last night. This is not the Spencer Strider we know. You guys know it. 5.68 ERA. He gives up 5 runs like that. He's giving up home runs.
Right.
But again, that's not this dude.
But this goes back to what I asked you about Rick Kranitz. And is there somebody in the minor leagues? Is there somebody you could bring up from the minors to help him? Because, okay, you used to throw 99 to 100. You can't do that anymore. And you're trying to put that stuff over the plate, and you don't have the velocity to get by hitters. And they're teeing off on you.
They're teeing off on you.
And the slider to his own, he admitted it last two starts, he has like a 1-3 chance of knowing where that slider's going. You know, that slurve slider he throws.
I'm with you. So let me ask you this, though, about Snit, because this is where the conversation is. Because, you know, listen, we made fun, but it kind of needs to be made fun of. Our manager has no answers right now. He literally attempted to answer a question and was stuttering and stammering all over the place. They know. What do you want me to do? Like, that's where he's at. The question I'm asking, Mike, is
– you almost wish he'd be like John McKay, the old Bucks coach, Rich's dad.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, like, how do you feel about the execution of your team's offense? I'm all for it. You know what I mean? But, I mean, you almost wish he would just say, like, well, guys, you saw it. Well, we're lacking in hitting. We're making it for it. No starting pitching.
That's right.
But he's never going to throw his players under the bus. So that's why he hams and hawks.
No. My point about this is, if you're ready to move on from him, But yet you know the job that he's done has been a quality job. And yet he's not changed his approach. How much can you actually put on him? If he has not changed anything, and we've been this good for the last 7 years,
right,
and we've won a World Series within that time frame, and again, were the players better? Were we better with Dansby and Freddie? I don't know. They're gone. Both of their teams are winning. I'll tell you that. Yeah. The Cubs are rolling. They're 15 games over 500. The Dodgers are rolling. So maybe the team was better. But regardless, he still won. And then they left, and we were winning. And we had, you know, an unbelievable offensive year. I guess my point is, if for everybody that may be with Mike right now and saying that, he's not changed anything. How much can you honestly put on him when this approach has worked and it's been productive and these guys have responded? So as much crap as I'm giving Snit, I'm just saying the other side of that is maybe, guys,
right,
this team is just not that good.
Right. Again, as we said, you know, Austin Riley's not, you know, he's having not by his standard, not having a great year right now, but it's early days. You know, Olsen, we've talked about him. If you're into OPS, he's your guy. If you're into clutch RBIs, he's not your guy. You know, so, I mean, that's, you know, 2023, guys, I think we could all agree, was an anomaly. That was an aberration. You know, Ronald's amazing MVP year and everything, that's ancient history as well. And then, unfortunately, what did that year coincide with? Having 2.5 starting pitchers to go up against the Phillies, and then you couldn't hit all of a sudden
right
against the Phillies. So I just think, you know, just like with Bobby, you know, Cox, we used to debate, and I used to say on the radio, other organizations would say, all this talent, one of the top five teams in baseball year after year, wouldn't you maybe change the approach if you could only get one World Series at, you know, at one point in 10 years or 15 years? But they know this is a very conservative organization. It's a very to a point, it's getting better, very conservative sports town that doesn't embrace a lot of change. I was talking earlier about Georgia. It took them forever to cut bait on Mark Richt because the old argument, well, you don't know how bad it was and Donnan was here, Ray Goff. It's like, that's like the most ridiculous, pathetic argument. But now I think you look at the Braves and say, okay, do you feel that – is there anybody else in Major League Baseball can come in and maybe push the right buttons, get more out of this team?
That's a good question.
You know, or do you say, we've misfired on these contracts, and maybe it's time when Snicker steps away, we blow this thing up and we restock the farm system and we get back to championship baseball in a couple of seasons. They'll never do that. Liberty Media – I'm sorry, the Braves now own – the majority of shareholders are all Liberty Media people. But the Braves management won't do that either, I don't think.
Okay. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. I told you I was going to play a rant. Mike right. and I talked about Tom Thibodeau being fired by the Knicks. This is Mad Dog. I think this was on the Get Up show or whatever the show was. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted you to hear this because he thinks the Knicks screwed this up, Mike. And I think a lot of people feel that way. Whether you like Tibbs' style or not, guys, if we, as we did, went to the Eastern Conference Finals in 21, and a week later, less than a week later, we had fired Coach Bud – at that time, like, you know, everybody would have been losing their minds. It just kind of doesn't make sense. Either way, here's Mad Dog ranting about the firing of Tom Thibodeau.
And I don't want to hear everybody say, well, you know, he's one of these guys who takes you to a certain level and you can, you know, but he can't take you all the way. Oh, nonsense. Take you to a certain level. Anybody who knows anything about basketball knows that Indiana had better players and more of them than the Knicks did. Much more of them. Much more of them. And everybody knows who follows, who sees, who watches the NBA, knows if Anthony Towns or OG make a free throw, or if God didn't let the ball bounce in with Halliburton's three or two at the end of game one, the Knicks would have won that series. But this is about Dolan. Don't let anybody hear you. Don't let anybody in America hear you say, oh, this is Leon Rose. Nonsense. Nonsense. Rose and Thibodeau are tight. He's his agent. This has got nothing to do with, you think Rose wanted to fire Tom Thibodeau after he got to a conference final? But Rose doesn't have any power there. Dolan does. He sits on the baseline with a dopey hat on, thinking that he knows something about, but he wouldn't even know who George Mikan is. He knows nothing. He's there because his old man was a brilliant businessman, and he took over. That's what this is all about. Oh, my God. It's the guy that ran Marv Albert out of the building.
That's true. I love, now again, I love this rant. Again, if you don't know who he's talking about, James Dolan's father started Cablevision.
That's right.
And big multimedia conglomerate. And James Dolan is an absolute jerk. That's the guy who got in the beef with Charles Oakley at the Garden. He's a megalomaniac owner who has a crappy rock band. He makes his employees have to listen to at the Christmas party. And I'm with, again, Mad Dog is on point. You know how I feel about nepotism. Some guys get in the family business and improve it, and some guys are the idiot son. Dolan is the idiot son.
Yeah, Mad Dog's right about this aspect of this firing. Whether you agree with it or not, it's like, who's running this thing? And by the way, the Knicks, before Tibbs got there, hadn't been in the playoffs forever. Like, you know, everybody talks about the NBA needing the Lakers and the Knicks to be good. The Knicks hadn't been good in a long time, and the NBA's been fine. And so it's just interesting now when they get good, or at least it feels like, hey, they're going to be in the mix. Because, again, I don't think they get back to this spot. I don't think they're built in a way that they're going to be able to make this run again, Mike.
Right.
But that's neither here nor there. It's an interesting tidbit when you talk about how teams are run. And this gets back right to our team. This is why I wanted to play this for you. What is Tony Ressler going to do? See, we're on the other side of this. We haven't won anything, and we've been in the play-in for X amount of years, 4 years, about to be 5 years if we come back this next season and do it again. And on the opposite side of this, our owner, unlike their owner, who's making rash decisions that I think, you know, nobody is saying in the building, hey, slow down. We need to think about this for a second. Oh, we need to fire him. Who in our building is saying, Tony, we've got to go and improve, and as I said, Mike, go all in
right
and go spend some money, and let's get our team better. We could win the East next season.
I'd like to think that Ressler has a handle on this, but again, why should I have confidence in Tony Ressler 4 years of the play-in and his son meddling in the business and not really sure what he knows what he was doing? So, but Dolan, yeah, I think Dolan, that's an overreaction to the choke job in game one.
It is.
And he made an emotional decision.
It is. 404-726-0929. We got to take a break. We come back. Don't go anywhere. Because where is Julio? It's Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.